Safety first.
Welcome to Safety First, TÜV SÜD's podcast on cybersecurity and more. In today's episode, we're going to discuss why cybersecurity plays an important role in additive manufacturing and why and how TÜV SÜD is involved in this topic. I'm Sabine Krömer, and today I welcome two of my TÜV SÜD colleagues to the show. Gregor Reischle, he is the head of additive manufacturing at TÜV SÜD, and Danking Sun. She is program manager additive manufacturing at TÜV SÜD Asia Pacific. Hi Danking and Gregor, welcome to the show.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Hello.
Today we talk about why cybersecurity is important for additive manufacturing. Just for clarity, at first, a short definition. Many people will know what 3D printing refers to. But what's additive manufacturing? Is it just that or even more, Gregor?
Yeah, so 3D printing, first of all, it's a technology which allows to manufacture products three-dimensional in one go. So there's a hardware, there's a material, and there's a process, and this process works like building a house layer by layer, so putting the bricks on each other. This is actually done in the printer itself. So we have a layer of material, there's an energy input which solidifies this layer of material, and we create a three-dimensional model. And that's 3D printing. But using that technology in manufacturing purpose, it's additive manufacturing. So we're not just creating a prototype like this technology was made for. We are really using this technology for manufacturing purposes.
3D as a technology is used in additive manufacturing, and this is a new way to produce industrial goods, right?
Correct. And it's it brings a significant new value to the manufacturing world, as it enables to create completely new products with new value propositions to the customer and to solve as well sustainability problems of nowadays.
Okay, so that's very interesting. Could you please elaborate a bit more on this new value propositions that you just mentioned?
Yeah, actually, it starts with the mindset of the human, because we were trained within the last years as an engineer to create products two-dimensionally. First of all, do a drawing on two-dimensional paper, yeah, while creating a drawing, and then trying to use existing manufacturing technology like casting, bending, milling, which are well known since thousands of years, and then assembly a product out of it. So since, let's say, 30 years, 3D printing technology becomes a tool where the engineer can really think three-dimensional wise from the very first scratch. Within the last 10 years, the software has become very mature to enable this three-dimensional thinking for the engineers. So, and this transition of the entire engineering segment happens right now through having the 3D printers, through having the software to really enable completely new fundamental design of products with a new value propositions. And this starts through integrating new functions into the product, functions like internal channels in the product itself without drilling them afterwards inside. Functions like customizations of perfectly fitted products to the human, shoe soles, teeth, implants of the human body, they are perfect match to the single patients, so no other technology is here better than 3D printing. There are so many undiscovered values actually in 3D printing. So we can create completely new material compositions, which new material properties, which are with the classical material technologies not accessible. So for example, we creating in the product itself different material properties. Probably everybody knows how a Japanese sword was manufactured historically. It's a kind of faulting the metal sheets together and stamping it for days. And its inside is very ductile and the outside skin is very hard. This can be exactly reproduced with a 3D printer without using and waiting for many days for it, because it's in the process itself. So I can really melt material inside a product in with a different energy input. So it creates a ductile inside structure. And the outer geometry is melted with a different energy and creates a very hard property of this product. So this is another very fascinating value of 3D printing.
If I get it right, additive manufacturing creates unimagined new possibilities to manufacture products. And not just that, but also new business models. For example, in the medical industry, what kind of new business models and innovative products are created by additive manufacturing?
So in medical industry has two most famous examples within the last years. So one is the hearing aids devices. So this sector totally transformed within the last 10 years to using 3D printing. So the old school making a custom-made hearing device was very time-consuming. As that we need to have an impression and then create a model out of the impression and then a cast model. So it was a duration for days and the quality was not reproducible very well. With 3D printing, we are creating a digital image of an in-ear and are able to just print the in-ear device. The fit is reproducible and much more better than in a classical way. And the cost per part are even lower. The same happened for the dental industry. For all crown and bridge restorations worldwide, this is just happening. And they are a little bit later than the hearing device, but as well for certain materials like cobalt chrome, where, there are millions of crowns already around the world printed every day.
So it will be not only faster and easier to produce these devices, but also the production process will be much cheaper and even more precise.
Yes. So we see that on these two applications, hearing aids device and crowns and bridges. It's quality reproducible, so it's better and cheaper. For all following devices, which are slightly bigger, like a hip cup implant or like a craniofacial implants after a trauma, here we still are on the, let's say, high-end innovative sector. But as the technology matures and we expect the fundamental cost per parts for a 3D printed product will sink within the next 3 to 5 years because new hardware is coming up, which is much more efficient. Materials prices are going down. So that's why even in this sector, we will become price compatible with the classical manufacturing method. And the quality and the reproducibility factor is better than classical. So there's a must breakthrough for further applications using 3D printing technology.
Okay, so it's like a positive disruption of the industry?
Yes, exactly, yeah. And those which recognize the upcoming disruption for these products, they step in today. They start to develop, they start to create, because it's a process. It's a process. You need to completely new product design, new product management. So we need to educate your ecosystem, the users and the R&D sector and the entire manufacturing lines needs to have a new setup.
But now, where does the security aspect come in? TÜV SÜD is a tech company. This means we do testing, inspection, and certification. So my question is, why are we active in the field of additive manufacturing, and what about safety and security aspects?
Let's stay with the just explained business model. So if we serve customer individual demands, so for each patient, a new implant or product is created. There are a lot of individual data required. So for your personal data, which actually belongs to you because we scanned part of your body and digitalized it. So this needs to be safe and secured. So because they are your individual data. So the ways how we're sending this data needs to have a secure, a sealed platforms and solutions. The data are then transformed in the manufacturing line. So we use them to design the product with CAD tools and CAM tools. And of course, in the manufacturing facility itself, they need to be secured as well.
And how does TÜV SÜD help to make this process more safe and secure?
So we are working here on different projects. First of all, we have services which allow to qualify a manufacturing center or qualify an software solution according to the state-of-the-art safety and security standards in the market. So these are the classical services. But on the other hand, we work as well on the future topics with partners on establishing secured ways and platforms to transfer these files between the manufacturer and the customers and the hospitals and the users. One fantastic project which we're just working on is to really use the potential of 3D printing, that we label a part with a code which is scanned via an app with a smartphone, and you can always see what is inside of the part, where it was manufactured, who did that, and what kind of properties are secured here in this file. And actually this benefit where 3D printing provides us to do that for free, actually it doesn't cost more, we bring to the customer. So here we work as TÜV SÜD with first pilots in this market to establish such a digital part report.
Great, that was really an eye-opener to me. Thank you, Gregor. Now let's take a look at Asia. We have also my colleague Danking Sun here with us. And my question to you, Danking, is what's the situation for additive manufacturing in the Asian market right now? And what are you working on specifically?
Yeah, so in Asia, I can see the additive manufacturing, of course, developed within the last 5 years. And I see more and more service providers are coming up. And we see a lot of applications already coming up. So here I see more opportunities as a testing and inspection companies we go in, because most of the customers, they are starting to look at the property and quality of the product, not just doing prototypes. That's what I see here.
Okay, so would you say that the Asian market is much more ahead of the European market?
I'm saying that Asian market is starting to develop over the last 5 years. Of course, we are following the US market. We are following the Europe market. We are slowly developing right now. And in the previous few years, what I see is most of the applications for additive manufacturing are prototypes. But now we are evolving to the production section. And a lot of service providers, they are starting to create parts and fabricate parts for the industries. So that's why TÜV SÜD now plays an important part, because we are the one who can give the customer assurance of the quality of the product. If we are only doing a prototype, then the quality wouldn't be so much concerned by the customer. But if we are doing a final product that eventually going into the machine or going into the human body, then the quality portion will be a big concern here. So that's why I see in Singapore or in Asia market, TÜV SÜD as a certification body and as a testing body, as an inspection body, we are now in a very important role here.
Asian manufacturers play a huge role in the global supply chain, so I guess this is also an important aspect.
In Asia here, I know that a lot of companies, they are manufacturing companies, and we utilize more and more additive manufacturing facilities and technologies to help the companies. So for example, there is injection mold companies who are utilizing additive manufacturing to print the mold, and it is becoming faster and more efficient for them to do the injection mold job. And also there are other applications such as custom-made small products that they are using 3D printing to print. So I can see here a lot of companies, especially manufacturing, traditional manufacturing companies, they are adding up additive manufacturing as their supplementary capabilities to offer a whole solution to their customers.
Fine. So could we also say that this is another disruption of the global supply chain?
Yes, yes, you can say that. So here, if you have a 3D printing facilities here, you just service the customer faster and cheaper, and you can run a small batch production for the customer as long as you need, and it will largely shorten the lead time to deliver the part to the customer.
So what are the main challenges in the Asian market? Are there any challenges, or would you say there are only opportunities?
I see challenges because compared to Europe and US market, the customer seems do not have a lot of confidence here in this region, because it's only like 5 years ago, they are starting to know that there is 3D printing. So they are not very familiarized with the property as well as the consistency of the product. So everyone is questioning about how does this product eventually go into the machine? What is the quality? What is the consistency of the product? That's why I see TuSuit as a third party that we can go in, we can test the part, we can govern the process, we can give them the assurance of this whole additive manufacturing so that they have confidence of the product and the application side can be more.
Thank you, Nanking, for sharing your perspective. Now, Gregor, talking about future topics in general, what role does additive manufacturing play for TuSuit? Is it one of our main future topics, or what's your take on this?
Of course, yes, as it has this wonderful use case, which we just described, yeah, really serving human needs. We can use this use case as a tech company to really grow, enable grow to digital technical inspections. As this technology is through nature digital, it starts with the digital file, it should end with the digital certification. So it gives us as TuSuit the possibility really to use this as a use case to transform our organization to a digital one.
Where will this development take us in the next 3 to 5 years?
For the next 5 years, we see industries, medical is definitely leading. So within the next 5 years, we will experience more and more implant manufacturers and maybe some consumer applications as well being a standard product for the market. So it's standard that the device is 3D printed. Like we saw on the hearing aids and dental, it's become on the hip cup segment or in a patient-matched devices in the medical world. Secondary market is, of course, aerospace and complex design industries where additive brings a value in that we can print complex products within one go. SpaceX is using 3D printing for their rockets, and we just saw that it's successful. So it's really a fundamental value for this aerospace industries. And thirdly, automotive segment. So automotive needs to refine themselves. They need to find new ways how to, serve the sustainability demands. And lightweightening or energy efficiency in product design are the use cases for automotive sector. So they can design cars and components lighter and energy efficient using 3D printing. Oil and gas and other industries as well. They have their niche applications where can use 3D printing. This is repair sectors, minimizing time to markets of really repairs for complex components like turbines and many other use cases, which I think we should maybe have an extra episode on.
Of course, no problem.
So within the next 3 to 5 years, we will show in all industries that there is a fundamental use case for using 3D printing for manufacturing purposes. And within the next 5 to 10 years, we will really disrupt conventional technologies used for specific products. We will never disrupt all other existing manufacturing technology with 3D printing. Of course not. It's valid that we cast, that we mill, that we bend to manufacture product. But we will have a new technology which is on the eye level with the other ones. And this is 3D printing. And this is going to happen within the next 5 to 10 years, that the engineers considers well, if he starts a product design, what kind of technology he will use to manufacture it. Today, it's not there, but in 5 years, they're going to be a task force as educated engineers which are capable to do the product design utilizing the potential of 3D printing technologies.
Additive manufacturing will soon become a part of our everyday life, I understand, and enrich it with many innovative possibilities.
There are so many interesting further topics on 3D printing, which are just showed us the present crisis of COVID, that people started to print really short-term required devices for hospitals where parts of respirators or parts using to protect people because there was a shortage on the supply chain of these devices. So I think through the COVID short-term reaction in countries like Italy, 3D printing showed that it's capable to deliver on demand. It's very interesting aspect of how we should use it more and more while transforming our present long historical supply chains to really disrupt those and consider 3D printing as part of the modern digital supply chain, which is capable to deliver products on demand.
Yeah, I think in the next 5 years, what I see is the digitalization of this technology will be more popular. And we will build on this technology based on the digital platform. And more activities will connect to the digital. And of course, the cybersecurity is also very important in that sense. I think here in Asian market, we closely follow Europe market and also the US market because in there, this technology is more advanced. And I believe here in Asia, we will slowly follow the pace of Europe and US, and we will have all these industries adopt 3D printing and have 3D printing examples and applications across all these industries.
Thank you very much, Dang King and Gregor, for answering my questions, for taking the time and sharing all your knowledge.
Thank you so much. We look forward to bring additive manufacturing into the manufacturing sector.
Thanks for listening. Stay safe and hear you again soon. You will find all our episodes at tuvsud.com/podcast. That is tuvsud.com/podcast.